When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast.
Every time I was like, I should get it. There we go. I need to move that to like a right next to our theme song.
Yeah. I mean, it is empty.
It is.
So, I know we put out our Leaf series, which we had already recorded, and we had said, okay, when we start the new year, like the first thing, like we want the Leaf series to go out. So then people are getting ready for spring and growing their collections in 2024. But last year we did a manifestations episode. And the plan was to have it recorded so it could be out and we'd be playing it like straight in the new year. But you know what? It's going to be 2024 for a while.
Yeah,
so we're going to do it now.
That's right.
So we're just going to have a little chat about our manifestations that we talked about in 2023 and our hopes for 2024.
Do we want to talk about 2020? We have to. Accountability, okay? Accountability.
It's really biting me in the butt right now. I'm just going to put that out there.
So, just in case, you know, anyone's like really excited to, you know, hear about all of these like great things that happened. There are a lot of great things that happened, but our manifestations were not one of them.
Exactly.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, how are we going to do this? Are we each going to go through our own?
Yeah.
And chat about them, like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can go first.
Okay.
Go Adam.
My first thing was the death of every flatmite, which did work, you know?
Yeah.
For 2023?
Yeah. Back at the beginning of 2023, I just wanted all of the flatmites to be dead. And my collection was pretty clear of flatmites through 2023.
See, the problem was we weren't specific. We had to specify, and we weren't specific enough. You know, we put a finite date to that, and we should not have.
You know, and I still see resurgence of flat mites, as far as like people talking about them in the groups quite often, and then you just see all the misinformation again, and I'm just like, oh gosh.
And I think it's like always going to be a cycle because there's always new people entering the hobby.
Yeah.
And then when like you're a new person, you always get to that point of pests and then you start looking into it and then you start posting about it. So I think it's just always going to be like a cyclical thing.
Okay. My second one from last year manifestation, which I like 50% completed, was to pollinate a Hoya. And I did have a Papachonia.
Cheater alert.
Give me a seed pod.
You had no hand in that.
if you don't know, Papachonia is self-pollinating.
Hey, look at that. A man trying to take a credit for work he hasn't done. Surprise. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a bummer. That one was a bummer. But I didn't really, I want to try again. I kind of fell off trying, but now we got to do it. Although nothing's really blooming for me lately, other than my normal.
Wow, what a flex! Other than like my regular bloomers.
I gotta be honest. I think it was me trying that new nutrient stuff. Mm. I went back to my old ways.
It turned everything off for you.
I don't. I just. This is the time of year where you just get blooms all the time.
Yeah,
and I
have, that's like, been me.
My Thompsonia was like covered in blooms last year at this time. Mm-hmm. No, not even a semblance of a bud.
I only see one bloom here, and that's Multiflora. Do you have more?
Well, the Bermanica. Like, Lacunosas, like, yeah.
In November, I started doing the blooms of the month because I started getting all these blooms. Mm-hmm. But
what were December's and January's?
I posted December. Oh, okay. And January's not over yet. I was doing it at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, back to.
So I went back to my old ways.
Wait, real quick, Lydia, did you also make this change with Adam or no?
No.
You're back. You're using his old system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the tried and true. My last one. Somewhat successful, like maybe 33%. So I apparently
I like the percentages.
I was about to say I'm feeling a lot of like half-assery going on.
No, you know how I see it as someone who also is now going to put my things into percentages. I see it as progress.
So I had that I wanted to bloom the following Hoya blessing, tequila sunrise.
Da-da-da-da.
And silver dollar. Oh no, four, so 25% and enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. So silver dollar, I'm over. Like, newsflash, we're over silver dollar. But no, not really. But
I object to that statement.
Mm. Tequila sunrise, I did get to bloom even after,
despite you, the tragedy.
Yeah, even after you beheaded the. Peduncle that was almost ready to bloom.
The main artery.
Yeah. Blessing, no. Never even a peduncle. In enchilada, it's, you know, I'm hopeful for that one. But it didn't happen in 2023.
Is it still alive?
Yeah, I got two of them now.
Then there's still a chance. Yeah. I like it. I'm just looking for the... Oh, I see the enchilada now.
Yeah, there's one there and then there's one down there.
Oh, she got a trim into two.
So, yeah. So that was the manifestations for 2023. So there was, you know, some success there.
You know, job well done.
Yes.
Job well done.
Ooh.
If we put all of those percentages together, I think you got a C+.
I think so.
That's great.
I'm more along the lines of almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So I'm going to give you a big fat F.
Yeah. That's a good band, though. Horseshoes and hand grenades.
It is. It is.
All right. What about you, Jesse? Yeah. You want to go next? You want to step up to the plate?
And true to my statement, I will not be percentaging or taking half credits here.
No half-assery.
My goals were to bloom a Carnosa Nova Ghost. Oh, no.
That was not
your goal. It was to acquire
goal.
A Carnosa Nova Ghost no, that lives and grows.
That I was going to say.
Okay.
That lives.
Which I did.
It's
it
still
lives
alive?
And it grows. It now has two sets of leaves that it did not come with when I bought it.
Wow.
So, and it never touched Adam's, like, hands. So we can, I can 100% take credit for this.
Yeah, you can. Because she was not going to let me have that one again. Although I have one that's filling up a whole trellis.
Yeah. I love that for you. Anyway.
You too.
That's great. I love that.
Let's go on to your next failure.
I wouldn't call it a failure as much as a, like, I diverted from the track, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of blooming a Hoya elliptica, what I did was completely murder and remove it from my collection.
Yeah.
So like there was no mistake. It died.
You got rid of the pressure to fulfill your manifestation.
Exactly. No, I killed my elliptica.
So is that a success or a failure?
You know, your failures are only reflections to where your next success is going to start.
Wow.
That sounded like a bunch of BS.
I wrote that. You're welcome. Also, yes, I pulled it out of my booty, so okay. It is BS.
That'll anyway. Be like a meme with Jesse's booty.
Please, no. I killed my elliptica. It actually was growing, thriving. It had a peduncle, and then I forgot to water it. So, story of my life, it died. And then my other goal was to bloom my ganungading. But halfway through the year, my goal became keep the Ganungading alive.
Mm.
So Ganungading is alive.
Still alive.
Still alive. Has not bloomed. But Let's make one of those my little grandfather manifestations.
Yeah.
We're going to take it into 2024. She's going to bloom and everybody's going to call me Mother Gadungading.
Oh, wow.
My last manifestation was to organize my plant room and keep it organized. And I feel like I did that. I feel like my plant room was never at a point where I was just like, I need Lydia to come help me organize it, because that's what had happened last year. It was at this point where I was just like, Lydia, I need your help. And Lydia so Asianly came over and whipped it all into shape. And I was like, I promise you, I will never, ever make a mess in this room again.
I do remember last year, she wouldn't even let anybody open the office door.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
And then yeah, I opened it and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. it was bad. But
and
I
you
did,
worked in there while it was that bad?
Yeah, I just kind of kept my desk clean, but yeah. Like the rest of
stressful.
It was a mess. Yeah.
This much space.
But I did keep it organized all of last year.
Yeah,
and
actually.
I started the year giving it another deep clean and reorganization. So mm-hmm. I'm feeling positive. Like I might have made a new habit where like I don't work in a inundation of mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year,
I love that for you.
This year, not plant related, but my goal is to keep my dining table clean, because that table always becomes like a catch-all for me.
Yes, mean.
And
me
every
too.
Time like someone comes over, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta clean this table. And what I do is like I move everything to the office and then I move it back.
Yeah.
And so this year, my goal is to keep that clean, not clean hidden.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to try the basket method because that's what they teach people for like ADHD kind of thing. So basically you have a basket in every room, and if something's in that room that doesn't belong in that room, you stick it in the basket until you're ready to like take the basket around and go put it away.
See, that wouldn't work for me. I'd be like, this basket needs filling. So let me buy stuff to put
yeah,
in the basket.
I know. Cause you know, when I clean,
yeah,
sorry, this is not Hoya topic, but when I clean, like when I was cleaning the kitchen living room, there was stuff in there that didn't belong in there. So then I like put it out here on a table, but it was like, it helped me like to just get it out of there.
Yeah. But I do think it is plant related because like, I don't think like everything plant related stays in one room in the house. So then it's all over the kitchen counter,
literally,
all over the kitchen table.
My kitchen counter always has plant stuff.
Yeah.
On it.
Even the plants that like I buy and I'm quarantining, I put it on my dining table and I leave them there a few days. Mm-hmm. And then it's been like 3 weeks and then I knock it over and there's plant medium everywhere. So it's like, no, nothing is going to stop at the dining table unless it belongs there, which is nothing.
Nothing.
So
also, you know, it could be a solution
or like a puzzle I'm working on. Or mm-hmm. a Lego, because I do that intermittently.
Since you don't actually eat at the dining table, that means you don't need a dining table.
Yeah, but I have parties.
So if you get rid of the table, then there would be no mess to be had. You could get, if you got one of those tables that like just like collapses
the
in
Costco
all the way.
Table.
So then
okay,
you never
you've been
have
talking,
a mess.
You've been talking way too much about those tables, and I feel like you want me to get one just so you could play with it.
Yeah.
I want one, but my house, the formal dining area is my office. Mm. So I don't have a place to put a table. Although I thought about getting one of those because then I could just put it up against my couch and then I can have people over and then just whoop, just take it out because the seats, like the benches go into that too.
Yeah.
And then it turns into just a little console.
It's kind of expensive, though.
It's like $600,
$700. I thought it was like $1,400.
Send me a link.
Costco is like $600, $700, I think.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. So I feel like if we are looking at a percentage.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
All of a sudden.
I did like 82% of my manifestations and I'm grandfathering one in.
Where did this 82% come from?
That is not how it works.
Okay, excuse me. I'm not a math girly. I cannot be perfect at everything. Driving and math are two things that I'm no good at. Anyway, I'm going to grandfather in the Gnungading. I'm going to grandfather in Elliptica because I have now replaced it and I can try it again.
You replaced it?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
I bought one. What?
Why do you keep buying why?
She literally just said your plants aren't good enough.
Because you need the motivation to keep it alive?
Sure. I just don't think it's fair for me to assume that I can always just come take cuttings from your
house. The Elliptica is the one that I'm like, I'm a little bit over that Hoya.
Don't even say that.
It's just so,
okay. And the other manifestation is I'm going to throw hands with Adam because he snubbed Archibaldiana on the variegated Archibaldiana on Instagram. Very publicly snubbed it. He snubbed Silver Dollar and now Elliptica, which I am offended because that is my daughter right there.
Yeah, you're right.
So you take a cutting and give me the mother plant. Thanks. Done.
I think it is at your house.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there we go.
You can just take that one because I have another one here.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to put it out. Look at what I grew you this year, guys.
Dies. Jesse's going to make a reel with like all the plants in the tent. She's yeah. Like,
look at my look at how well I did in 2023. I did 99% A plus.
Anyway, now let's spotlight Lydia.
I don't know where you get 82%, but you know, good job.
The only one I completely didn't do is the Elliptica, which I've replaced it, so that's only like 13% failure.
Yeah, but you can't
83 plus 13.
You can't consider one of them a success if you're gonna move it to the next year. Like to you, you're like, I'm gonna grandfather this, so 100% for me.
What can I say? I'm perfect. Oh God. It's not my fault that you're all jealous of my perfection.
That's true.
Okay, listeners, you let me know if you think I'm allowed to grandfather in success. Yeah. I feel like I am.
You can move them over, but that doesn't count as success. Yeah,
that's still zero.
Failure is where your next attempt begins. Again, I repeat, and I solidify, and I call into law that failure can count as my success. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this. You're struggling with lackluster soil, just like I did last year, and your garden plans just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had such a successful year for your manifestations. So we're just going to get straight to it.
I should be a politician, guys. I heard
of all that bullshit coming out of your mouth.
I should be a politician.
All right. At 0%, we have Lydia manifested a random mutation, which did not happen on a single one of my Hoya.
Oh, darn.
Which the funny thing is, in one of our episodes, we were talking about the inner and outer variegated Bella, and I had said, oh my gosh, my outer variegated Bella turned inner variegated. Nope, that was my eyes just seeing wrong. That didn't happen. So whopping 0%. Woo! All right, next one. I had said that I was going to get into some pottery.
And your line came out at Target last week, right? Your Lydia's hands designs.
Oh yeah, I have a whole collection.
Pork pots.
It's right next to Joanna's. It's like really easy to miss, so don't look too hard. I said I was gonna take on some pottery and, you know, throw some clay, and I didn't throw any clay. The only clay that I threw was the clay that Adam got me for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I made some mushrooms, I made some gnomes, and then after that I never had time again to touch the clay. So the intention was there. You know what? I would say that's a good 5% right there.
Yeah. Are you still hoping to do that? Are you kind of...
Oh, okay. So last year, my carpal tunnel got so bad.
Excuse us, guys. We're in our 30s and late 30s for some of us.
My carpal tunnel got so bad, and I had to do like all of these different like desk modifications, even for my work, because it was just getting really, really bad. And so I think because of that, that might be the only thing that prevents me from like really getting into it. Mm-hmm. I think if I did, I would maybe still do like a class just for like the fun of it, but I don't think you can do it all the time because last year was not a year for my wrists. My wrists were
bad shape.
Yeah, yeah, I can't even say it was a slow decline because that was a rapid decline.
Yeah, and you need to take care of that now because I've had carpal tunnel issues for a long time and I can't even wee bowl or wee golf without it like hurting my wrists now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what it feels like, but I don't think I have it because I would know.
Yeah, right? It's like, no, yeah, you can, it's, it like throbs and hurts and you can feel it.
But so, I'm at the point where, like, I pick things up and I drop them sometimes because I have no wrist strength.
Sometimes some people, it's, like worse. Like, it feels like flames going down your fingers.
It's because you guys grew up holding devices.
Wow. You know what, though? If I hold my phone for too long when I'm laying in bed, my wrist starts hurting.
See, I have a snake thingy for that. It holds my tablet because now I...
Just right above your face while you're laying there?
It does.
That thing is going to fall on your face one day.
No, but I think mine was really caused by the piano and then like how I did landscaping for a really long time. Those small engines are very like shaky. I do think that's what caused most of my like harder irritation. Back to wrinkly over here.
I'm solid 5%. I'm feeling pretty good. Okay. And then my last one was to bloom a medinillifolia. I didn't even get a peduncle. But what I'm doing is I want that to happen this year. So I think I end at a solid 82%.
Oh, man. Solid 82. Like, you should have said 83, so you're one above Jesse.
Oh,
I was at 83.
You were 82.
Oh, well. See, I whatever was minus 13 of 100. That's what I meant to say. But your girl again, Kim.
It's 87.
Anyway,
you lose 3% from that. So yeah, it's a solid 82% a year. So.
Medinifolia.
Yeah. I mean, mine's growing fantastically, but it doesn't even have a peduncle. So,
really?
Yeah.
Still alive.
I think I've seen Miro's, but that's the one that's kind of like big, oblong, oval leaves.
With abs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thin leaved. Mm-hmm. Big, narrow, long type of leaves. So maybe I'll see the blooms because I did get a lot of different kind of blooms that I've never gotten in 2023. And I'm hoping maybe that one will end up being one that, you know, just decides to do its thing.
Let's hope.
So we'll see. But yeah, successful 2023, guys.
Collectively, all combined, we succeeded at like 35% of our medicine.
Solid A minus.
Solid A minus.
Okay. What's one thing for 2024? It could be a manifestation, or it could just be a hope, or it could just be a, this is something that I want to do. Anything for 2024, plant related. That you're hoping for.
Oh, plant related. Okay, mm-hmm. So mine that I've been thinking about is I really want to bloom the Verstigii.
Oh,
So that's, I had a peduncle grow on it, but then that part of the vine like dried up and schleffed off. But anyway, that's going to be my, that's what I want to happen in 2024. Mm. I want to see the bloom and I want to smell it because I hear good things.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So that's, is that a manifestation? That's a manifestation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to root me own cuttings.
Wow.
Arr. Yes. I want to give it a good attempt and figure out how I can root my own cuttings and turn like the transition. I can root them, but I always lose them right before transitioning them into established medium. So I'm going to keep trying until I work it out.
Yeah. I mean, you can always just have them in one specific location and just, you gotta be like, okay, I can't ignore that one.
Yeah. And I'm confident enough to say this now because I have been almost a few days into the year, been doing this well. I'm on a low spend year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no buying Hoyas this year.
Wow.
Unless I'm trading or I'm like, it's a gift. I'm not buying Hoyas this year.
Boy, what if it's a gift to yourself?
No, no loopholes. No loopholes.
I like it.
So we'll see. Like, take me to April's greenhouse and hold me accountable, guys.
Oh.
What about you?
Oh, okay. Last year, I feel like I accumulated a lot of Hoya, whether it was through trades or I feel like I even got a lot of Hoya from Adam. And I got so many shelves last year and I'm like at max capacity, not just like space wise. I'm sure like I could always find more places to put Hoya, but I don't want to because I'm kind of at max capacity with like care, like the amount of time that it takes to care for them. And so I told myself, okay, if a Hoya comes in, one has to go out.
One in, one out.
And I have a lot of duplicates, so that could be a way to skim out some duplicates. But if one comes in, one has to go out. I gotta have to have space for it and not making more work for myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I am not looking forward to summertime. Because yeah.
Maybe we should make a drip irrigation system.
We gotta figure something out.
Hey, I know how to make those.
Because I full on just like for the past month feel like I have maybe 2 months, probably a month and a half, just been like bare minimum plant care.
You're bro. Like, I'm not like doing sometimes it. I'm not watering.
I didn't even move them from the shelves. I just went around with the watering can and I was like, oh, you guys. And it was just regular water. It wasn't even nutrients. I was like, nope, everyone's just getting regular water.
I have a confession. Ever since Thanksgiving, I haven't flushed a plant. I haven't. Nope. It has just been a little jug with a little spout.
Little jug with a little spout.
And I got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm just not going to do it this week. And I got to flush him. Like, I'm just going to do it. And I was like, you know what? It's better that they're watered than not.
So exactly. I just went around and watered the minimum. Them.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, today was when we came back from break. We're recording this episode. But in that episode, you were like, no plant ever gets dry or wrinkly at my house. And as I'm listening to the episode, I remember like around Christmas time, you were like, yeah, things got real wrinkly.
Okay. Most of the plant didn't really get wrinkly. The one for the first time ever that actually got wrinkly was the Nicholsonia New Guinea Ghost. Mm. Actual floppy.
They do. It's dramatic.
And I was like, oh. Okay, well, what's going on here? And I gave her water. She parked right. It was literally miraculous. I know y'all, you know, witnessing these miracles all the time. But for me, it was a
one-time thing. There.
It was a new revelation that I had that, you know, that these plants are a lot more forgiving than I really thought.
Yeah, they are. They really can go.
I honestly don't know when the last time I watered my plants is. One, even on my ledge, one fell over, and it's one of the ones that lives in water only.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few that do that, and I barely got up there today to pick it up. And the only reason I went up there was because like, I was like, if it had a lot of water in it, it's going to like rot my ledge. And so I got up there, I was like, oh, no water. Cool, picked it up and didn't even water it.
So the only thing I've been doing is not filling up my reservoirs all the way. And I've just been doing like a top off every week so I can at least like look at them. Because I feel like this time of the year is the year like you can get spider mites and like all the...
Oh, yes.
Like winter all bugs you don't want. And if you don't catch it right away, like it gets bad. And yeah. I don't want to have to deal with that because I didn't want to flush my plants. So I am like still like inspecting and just, you know, just topping them off and telling myself like, okay, you're just getting a little bit of water because in a few days I'm going to give you a nice flush. I promise. I've been saying this since November.
Yeah. I think that's how a lot of people are feeling. So I think it'll be relatable, you know?
Yeah. I definitely felt that like holiday, like I had way too much to do and my plants took a backseat.
Yeah.
But luckily they were Hoyas and they could take a backseat.
I know. That's a thing. That is the thing.
An aroid could never.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I had a Squamy Ferrum in my cabinet and it's pretty much ready to, you know, exit this collection, but I'm leaving it there just to take up space.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, 2024, it's here. We're here. And at the end of the day, we're excited for more episodes and doing things together and just watching our friendship grow and taking care of our Hoya and seeing y'all's Hoyas and having another just good planty filled year.
Well, share with us some of your 2023 manifestations. 2024. You're 2024.
It's actually 2082.
What's with you in 82? All right, 82%.
I'm pretty sure I said 82.
Is that your angel number? I don't know what an angel number is. You're gonna die or dang, that's that'd be a long life though.
I mean, 82 is pretty solid.
That'd be way too long. Never mind.
22 is like solid, man.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Not a long time.
That's like 90 years old.
82 is not like 90. No, 82 is no, missing eight no. more to be 90.
No,
I
thought 20, I was bad. No.
2082. 2082.
Oh, okay.
Because 2092 would be 100.
I can't math. It hurts.
Anyway, share with us some of your manifestations. If you feel so inclined, head over to our Instagram and you can find us at let's.talkhoya. And you can also find us individually on Instagram. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Annyeong.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.